listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Behan and send me the $20. So Behan and Brian have a $20. Brian, you have to send me the Venmo now.
All right. It's in the Google Docs.
In case you get fired. Yeah. Well, I don't know what you would
business,
do.
In this business, we're all day today.
That's why I got to ask for the $20. Because who knows if any of us are here by the time this bet has to be paid up.
Yeah, we all may be gone.
Next winter. So, yeah, you have to Venmo me. I'll hold it in escrow. What happens if I spend the money?
You have to put it back.
As long as you still pay the winner $40, you're fine.
I'm gonna take the $40 and put it in my my online money market, so I can earn 2.3% interest.
I don't like this. I don't like that Branham's gonna earn money.
I was kidding. I'm not gonna transfer Venmo to my checking account to my online savings over $40 on y'all's bet.
You can use it for swell of the day.
You know what we should call this rule? I think this is the first time in the history of the show. I think this microphone or this iPhone just broke. This is the first time in the history of this show. Well, it's not the first time in history of the show that we made a bet with a listener. I've made multiple bets with listeners, and I've never lost them, but I've never been paid on them.
Yeah. This
so
is like real progress.
So learning from that, because you have to learn from your mistakes in life, learning from that, we now hold money in escrow.
Yeah.
We hold the stakes in escrow, and this is the first time we've ever made an escrow bet. So I suggest and I recommend that we call this way of betting, you know, one of us versus a listener. It's held in the middle in escrow by one of us. I propose we call this the Junior Bronco Rule.
Second.
I propose we call this the Junior Bronco Rule of betting with Jeremy and Joe. You getting your gavel there?
Third.
To rule on this?
And I sent you the money, by the way.
Agree.
There we go. All right, let me hit up this online account real quick. I'm going to buy lithium.
$40 worth of lithium.
$40
worth I hope of it lithium. Tanks.
Hey. Well, then you're only going to get $10 if you win. All right.
It's going to be the Bobby Bonilla rule.
Junkie, did Branham just completely forget about JSN? No, I didn't forget about JSN. I just like nobody else in Seattle.
I still had JSN and the Seahawks in front just because, no disrespect to Nico, but like JSN to me is top three receiver in the NFL.
Stud.
Top four receiver in the NFL.
Love JSN. So they just have nobody else.
He's so far above, and I don't think the drop from Higgins to Shaheed is, like, it's not as significant as I think the gap is between JSN and Nico.
See, I think that it is. I think it is. I think Shaheed's just strictly a deep ball threat. Shaheed played in 18 games last year. And caught less than 60 passes. Shaheed played in 18 games last year.
The volume's not there.
Less than 700 yards. Shaheed played in 18 games last year and only had two touchdowns.
You know, to be
and
fair,
none of them
you
were
say
in
the
Seattle.
Same thing about Higgins, all right?
No, Higgins had six touchdowns.
No, well, I'm talking about when you first said catches and yards. Like,
well, Higgins had some yards. Higgins had over 500 yards in his rookie season.
But
he didn't play in 18 games, which was the point that I was really trying to emphasize, is that Rashid Shaheed played in 18 regular season games last year.
He did.
And Cooper Kupp is just old.
Yes, he is.
But I like Shaheed more than Kupp.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, like to really tell who's going to come out on this the other side of this argument is, does the target share from JSN continue? Where it was just like an astronomical number.
I hope so.
Last year. Like, if it stays at that level, it's going to be hard for Shaheed to, for that room to have an argument over other rooms in the NFL, Texans or not.
Yeah, that's just where I stand on Seattle. A couple of other texts, sleeping on Shaheed, Seattle have the top-tier wide receiver, too. Just had that conversation. And then a Cowboys fan saying Cowboys are number one, not Cincinnati. Sorry, not the case. CeeDee Lamb's not in Chase's tier. And yeah, you could say that Pickens is in Higgins' tier.
I would take Pickens over Higgins.
I don't know if I would take him over him.
I would. Well, I mean, I have to. I had that for Cash or Trash like a week ago.
Yeah, I don't know if I could put Pickens ahead of Higgins. And if he is ahead of Higgins, it's not greater than Chase ahead of CD.
And Pickens did outperform CD Lamb last year, didn't he?
For sure.
Yeah,
CD didn't have a great year last year, mostly because of injury.
Yeah, but like,
I mean, Chase has been insane the last 2 years.
Like, is there any chance that Pickens is like also the lead guy there?
Oh, maybe
over Lamb.
I don't think so. Also, the Pickens contract situation is going to be interesting.
I can't believe – I'm shocked at how it's playing out so far.
I'm actually very intrigued by Ryan Flournoy from a fantasy perspective because I don't think there's any chance CeeDee Lamb and or George Pickens play 17 games.
No.
And I think Flournoy is easily the number three that's going to get a lot of targets. Who's? I was wondering this the other day. Who's Cowboys? Who's their backup running back? There's a two-leg race between Malik Davis and Jaden Blue. Shout out Klein Kane High School, who last year's a rookie, did almost nothing. Yeah, and a Longhorn.
Probably starts Blue and then transitions by the end of the year.
See, I'm buying Davis more than Blue.
Are you on Javonte with them? I forgot.
No, I wouldn't say out, but he's being drafted super high.
I honestly forgot he was there.
That's embarrassing.
He was really good last year.
I know. I like totally forgot.
He was really good. I think he's being overdrafted. Like, if he falls to me, okay, sure, I'll take him. I have no problem taking him, but I'm not taking him with some of the names that are around him usually. Like, I have very little Javonte stock, which is why I'm intrigued to buy backup running back stock.
Yeah. Especially if he gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, RB2s get drafted all the time.
Yeah.
Especially in best ball. Like, so if you isolate Dallas's correct RB2, you're like, Blue's going like 18th round. Malik Davis is being undrafted. So if you hit on Davis, I mean, either one you hit on, that's a steal. It's a major win.
Do you guys have a favorite RB2 to target?
I
mean, Tyler Allgeier, I think, is going to get drafted.
The way that I draft, I don't really
that
way. I go more based on game stacks of week 17, but
I can't say Allgeier because
not Allgeier.
That
Love is going to automatically step in and get 80% of the work.
Yep. What about the other two guys in the room?
Yeah, that's a
fair
point.
Isn't James Conner still on that roster?
Yeah, James Conner still there, sucks. And
I know, and Trey Benson.
Trey Benson.
Yeah, I don't believe in either one of those guys.
I don't really either, but like it's just like it. I don't feel like you can't guarantee that Allgeier. Now, he's going to get the goal line carry.
But why pay Allgeier if you're not going to use him?
I know
they brought him over for the agency.
Well, they probably didn't think they were going to draft him.
Well, they probably didn't think.
Okay, yeah. Maybe.
Which, I mean, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's
Michael
true.
Penix.
That's true.
But I mean, he'll get some run. I just don't. I don't think he's explosive to where I love him as my top RB2. Like if he's around, then you know I'll draft him here and there. I haven't drafted a lot of them.
They sent Cease back out for the ninth. 116
pitches?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, All-Star break's coming up, so that helps. But still, that's a lot of pitches. The one that I probably have the most of is probably, and I don't love that I do, honestly, is probably Mike Washington.
Oh, and with the Raiders?
Yeah. I really don't love that, by the way.
You betting on a Jenty break?
What about my guy?
It's just kind of, no, it's more just kind of the way it's happened.
The way it's fell?
Oh!
Monungai.
No, Monungai's not my favorite. You know, actually, now that you said Monungai, though, because he's always drafted around this guy, but I prefer this guy. My favorite backup running back is Blake Corum.
Like that?
That's a great
Who's
call.
The backup in Green Bay this year?
There's a couple of running backs.
Is it Marshawn Lloyd?
Lloyd's going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
I think they signed like a no-name free agent, too.
Because?
Who's San Francisco RB2?
Well,
are you going Jordan James? You going Kalen Black?
No idea there.
No idea, but like I probably just take a flyer on one of them occasionally because McCaffrey's going to get hurt.
I've been going 50-50. So like whenever I want one of those guys, I'll take Black, and then the next time I'll take James. Yeah, and those guys are usually undrafted, or they're going around 18, like which I think they have tremendous upside because McCaffrey gets hurt a lot.
Probably more than almost any other RB2.
How about the backup running back in Pittsburgh? Whichever one it is.
I'm about to say, who's the backup? Is it Rico or is it Jalen Warren?
Warren's being drafted higher. I kind of like both of them where they're being drafted.
Yeah. No, it's not Caleb Johnson. I mean, Warren catches the ball more, so I think I favor Warren, but I don't know.
Who's the starting running back in Washington? Is it Rashad White or is it Bill Kroski-Moret?
I think it's Bill.
You think he's the starter?
Yeah.
Okay, then I really like Rashad White.
Yeah.
Rashad White's being drafted a little bit higher.
Are you in on Pacheco at all?
Not really.
In Detroit?
Not really.
You think Gibbs is gonna get like the full share again?
Yeah, I think he'll get
Okay.
No, that's prone to injury.
Yeah.
Pacheco looked really bad last year in Kansas City.
Who's Kenneth Walker's backup?
They have a rookie, Emmett Johnson.
Okay.
Like which that's one- I've been kind of liking that.
Yeah.
Like if I draft Mahomes, like what I've been doing if I draft Rashee Rice is I'll draft Mahomes and then I'll get Emmett Johnson like 16th round.
What are you doing in Seattle?
I've been drafting Price.
I think that's the right move.
They drafted him in the first round. Like he's going to play. And plus in the best balls too, you're trying to peak in late in their year.
Yeah.
So I don't care a whole lot if they're, monitoring his touches early in the season.
Doesn't Charbonnet hurt?
And he's just way better. Yeah. Like Seattle's going to try to win games, right? Like that's something that all football teams try to do is they try to win games, correct? They try to win games. Is Mike McDonald going to sit there and go, okay, Jadarian Price, you come take a seat with me because we're going to give the ball to George Helani? They have nothing to compete with Jadarian Price.
No, Price is going to have a better rookie year than Jeremiah Love, I think.
Ooh, that's spicy. I don't know if I agree with that. You want to bet?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so just fantasy points?
Straight up fantasy points?
How much? What do you want to put at stake here?
We've been rolling 25 for all these other ones I'm going to lose.
All right, so $25 bet.
I need to start saving money for the football season.
So $25 bet, you got Price.
Started looking at his wallet.
Over Love. And this is straight fantasy points?
Yeah. That's
Are we going to go standard, half-point PPR, PPR?
I'm not standard.
Want to go half, meet in the middle?
Yeah, we can go half.
All right. 0.5 PPR. Can I talk you into a 14-game minimum?
Agreed.
Either way.
I'll agree.
Anything under a 14 games will void the bet.
Agreed. Yep.
It was half point?
Half point PPR. $25 Price over Love, half point PPR, 14-game minimum. There you go. I'll tell you, broker a bet. Really quick. Giants broke up the no-hitter.
They did.
By the way. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get back to your, Cody, the objections that you had to the top receiver rooms in the NFL. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
1976, D&M Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, simpler, and smarter than buying it the old-fashioned way. You don't have to spend hours and hours at a dealership anymore. On D&M's website, dmautoleasing.com, you can see their full list of inventory of leased cars that you can get right now in the next 24 to 72 hours. That's how fast they'll get it to you. And you don't have to worry about pretty much anything else. Like, they're going to bring the car to you. You don't have to leave your house. They're going to walk you through the process from start to finish. They'll make it simple, easy. If you qualify, you can get payments for as low as $400 a month. When they drop off your new vehicle, they'll take your trade-in as well, or your leased vehicle if it's just time to switch it up. You only have to have that thing for 3 years. Don't have to worry about long-term negative equity or these high payments of like $800 to $900 a month when you go through D&M Leasing. Give them that call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5. Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Okay, you're saying, B. Hannon, why are you sending money to these guys? They make minimum wage. That's a good point. 713-780-3776. Junkie says I hold out 1K for fantasy football. Asked everyone if they wanted to put money on T-Slaw. And that would be the pot at the end of the year. Nobody liked it, so I did it myself. Made almost $500. That sounds cool. I wonder what you bet, though. Like, was that just a T-Slaw prop bet that you played? Sounds that way, but that's cool, though, that you did that. So. Junkie, Tyrone Tracy, love him as RB2. Cam, nasty injury and running style doesn't lend to health. Will also likely be more of a split. Good call on that. I like that one a lot. I have been drafting a lot of Tracy. I probably have more Tracy than Scatabo, just because where Scatabo is being picked. Also, I like Tracy in PPRs. Because I think he's going to catch the football as a former receiver. Chargers running back, Vidal. I don't know how to say his name. I don't know if I love Vidal, actually. They're a weird running back room because I think they're going to have a huge split. But I think Amarian Hampton has a chance to be the bell cow.
Yeah.
They also brought in Keaton Mitchell, who I think is going to get more run than Vidal. Doesn't matter. He's going to be on the bench.
I'm filling out our bets right now. I forgot to put them up here.
What bets?
The other ones we made in the past.
We have more?
Yeah, Texans, best defense in the NFL. I said yes. You said no. $25.
Brian didn't put that in there. Brian, no, what are you doing?
I had it in a different spot. That's my fault.
Oh.
I had it in the wrong spot of the document.
I got you.
And then we have me versus both of you. Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Patriots, week one of 2027.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
$25.
I'm glad you remembered this.
If Joe loses, paid in pennies.
No.
Is the note that I had.
That's going to be more annoying for you.
Disagree.
You're going to go cash $25 into pennies.
Yeah. And I know I'm going to get $25. You're going to take it to a coin machine and you're going to lose money.
I might just take it with a bank ticket.
They will.
BS Flag, you won't do that.
Like, when Venmo exists, why would you even waste your time doing that?
Because it'd be funny.
Would it, though? I'm just going to take it to the bank teller and be like, $25 so. It'd be funny knowing I'm sorry, that you spent but I want a bet from an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be funny knowing that you spent that much time on something.
And I need to be $12.50 in one bag and $12.50 in the other bag.
By the way, we won our Blue Jays money line bet of the day. We're down to negative 0.3 units on the week. We're up 4 units on the nose on the year.
Okay.
So we'll see what's tomorrow. Is there more World Cup tomorrow? There's no World Cup tomorrow either, is there? Is there World Cup tomorrow?
I
think there is World Cup tomorrow. All right, so where do you take the most objection with the Cody's Toots list?
Tampa Bay. I'm not going to
book. He says he put the $1,000 of fantasy news from everyone in the market on T-Slaw stock and sold for almost $1,500 at the end of the season. Where is this stock market thing you talk about?
Kelce or one of those, Polymarket?
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you buy player stock on Polymarket or Kelce. What, send me the link, dog.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I want the link. Send me the link on that. I'm interested. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Where's your biggest objection?
It's Tampa Bay. Emeka Egbigbo.
Emeka Egbigbo.
Was incredible. Incredible last year at the start of the season.
All right, so I have...
major trail off. And who's the other guy? Like, they have some other pieces I'm intrigued by.
Yes.
But...
Chris Godwin still a thing?
So that's my biggest beef with Tampa Bay, is that he's acting like Chris Godwin is stud Chris Godwin and not like the multiple injury old man Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Chris Godwin's going to be one of their top two receivers.
I don't either.
I think it'll be Emeka Egbukpa, and I think it'll be Jalen McMillan. I actually like Jalen McMillan, but not enough to be like a top 10 wide receiver tandem.
No, like they're not there yet. They're too young. And I want to see Egbukpa do it throughout the entire season. Not just have this big sample size. And yes, Baker got hurt.
He kind of fell off at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
Emeka Egbigbo.
So, like, I'm not there with
Tampa. Kind of similar to Rome. First half, second half.
Yeah. Those bums in Chicago.
The Chargers. Who's, like...
Yeah, Ladd McConkey's really fallen out of favor with me.
I like them as, like, a collection of their parts type of thing.
But not as, like, a top 10 wide receiver.
Actually, I like them as the sum of their parts, not the whatever I'm trying to say.
I actually like Quentin Johnson the most out of that group.
I think they're a good variety of receivers, but I don't think that they're a top 10 core.
You still have any belief in Trey Harris? He didn't really do anything as a rookie.
So I've kind of been buying Trey Harris a little bit, mostly because of what Harbaugh said, though. Like, Harbaugh said that he's going to be a big factor in our offense. So, like...
You took that more than coach speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think he had to say that. They also drafted a receiver, though, that like people are saying, or people are giving a little bit of run to, which I don't know how I feel about that. But no, I agree with you. I think they're slightly overrated.
Yeah,
Brennan Thompson
not there yet.
Is the receiver I'm thinking about, the drafted one.
He's talking about Tesla stock.
Oh, he's talking about the stock Tesla? I was talking about the football player.
Yeah, Tesla.
I'm the idiot or he's the idiot?
I think you're the idiot.
I wasn't reading the text line. It was so obvious what he's saying. I'm reading them now.
We just talked about T-Slaw, though. We brought him up on the show.
Yeah,
I said T-Slaw caught like 10 passes last year and like 7 of them were for touchdowns.
Yeah, but like,
it could be the case where you're both idiots.
No, I wasn't reading the text line. It's so obvious he's saying Tesla now.
Is it? I thought he was talking about the player because we're talking about football players.
No. He put his fantasy money into Tesla.
I thought he meant the player.
made money on it.
I think there's a fair chance also.
Well, why would he say Tesla stock after I was talking about the football player? I literally brought him up, and then he said that.
I think most fantasy players don't even know who Tesla is. He caught like 10 passes last year.
He brought it up because you said you're
going to we were sharp on the show.
Because you're going to take your $40 and buy lithium. He's saying he took his fantasy money and bought Tesla.
Not Tesla.
But that was a pullback from earlier in the show, which he might not know.
I think you're off here, but...
Well, clearly I'm off. Clearly I'm wrong, but I think it's understandable. Like, I literally brought up Tesla minutes before he texted that.
Yeah, I...
Which is a fact.
It is a fact.
It is, but I just was confused.
I thought he bought stock on Tesla. I thought he bought a prop bet on his touchdown.
And then,
that's good stuff.
Patriots, I get the argument.
Junkie, hey Brandon, what is your opinion on SpaceX and half-point PPR? I like its chances. All right, my bad.
No, you're good. I get the argument for the Patriots. I disagree with it. I'm with you. I'm not a big AJ Brown guy. I take Nico over AJ Brown. I don't really believe in Romeo Doubs either.
I think Dobbs is just an average guy.
Yeah.
I think he's an average piece. Like, he's a steady hand, you know?
If you are a firm believer in Dobbs and A.J. Brown, like maybe Cody is, then I see why you would make that argument. I'm just not in agreement with it.
I don't like A.J. Brown. I think Booty's actually a decent player, but I think he's way behind some guys.
Mm-hmm. You know what I really like, though? Booty.
That actually was about Kayshon Booty.
It was.
That drop was from Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
I kind of like their deep receivers a little bit, too. Pop, who... I'm intrigued if they're going to keep him.
I don't know. It feels like they kind of signed Dobbs to be Pop's, and they're going to move on from Pop.
I know. I want them to cut Pop because I want Pop to be a Texan.
Yeah, I would love that.
The one thing I'm watching in camp is if he falls out of favor in New England and hits the waiver wire. I want him. But they also have Mac Hollins, who they like.
Right.
Great guy to have on your team because he's the best pass blocking wide receiver in the league, and he's a weird guy. And then they drafted Kyle Williams in the second round last year as a deep threat. So I think there's a decent chance that Pop Douglas gets cut.
Yeah.
And if Pop Douglas gets cut, I want Pop Douglas in Houston. I love that guy. That guy's good. So underrated.
And the other one I think I would say probably similar to the Buccaneers.
But yes, Texans way better than Patriots.
Yeah. The other one I would say like I have a similar issue to the Buccaneers, if not I think it's more egregious, is Buffalo.
That was the most egregious to me.
Like, although they did bring in Chicago's leading receiver from last year.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even make the one-to-one argument of, okay, they're both great ones and the supporting cast isn't solid. Like, DJ Moore is 70% of Nico Collins.
The argument for DJ...
And then I would argue the supporting cast is also less than what the Texans have. It's just, I can't believe you had Buffalo ahead of Houston.
I think Shakir is kind of like Dobbs, where he's like a solid hand. Like, yeah. I like Shakir. I think he's solid. But... DJ Moore, Shakir, who's their three? Are you going Keon Coleman or are you going Skylar Bell, the receiver from UConn?
Yeah.
Like, they're Joshua Palmer. Did that do anything for you?
No.
The Bills was...
I haven't cared about Joshua Palmer since he was a Charger.
That was the
barely
most...
barely even then.
Laughable to me.
The only way, like, you can really, I think, logically make the argument for DJ Moore versus Nico is he's been in Carolina and Chicago his whole career. But he's also going into, like, year 9. In the NFL, like he has all these 1,000-yard seasons with like Justin Fields and the garbage of Carolina at quarterback, but he's never had more than 8 touchdowns in a season. So like unless you really think that like he's finally with a legit quarterback, and it's going to elevate him that high, I don't see it. I think he's gonna have a very similar season to what he's had in his whole career.
Yeah, I think it's a bad room.
Like he's gonna be lower than 1,000 yards, less than 10 touchdowns.
So you're saying Caleb Williams is not a legit quarterback?
Well, he had more options last year. Like, he's like the guy.
Well, you said DJ Moore is now finally with a legit quarterback.
Well, other than last year.
Other than last year.
Okay. All right.
Big Hannon says Joshua Palmer sucks. And he's a Charger fan, so he would know.
Yeah, he sucks.
Which wide receiver 3 in Buffalo would you draft with a Josh Allen stack?
So, what are my options here?
Joshua Palmer, Keon Coleman, probably Skylar Bell.
I'm probably going Shakir.
No. He's not an option. No, he's wide receiver, too.
Oh, okay.
He's
a 2. Sorry. Maybe Coleman.
See, honestly. I think, it's same. Coleman.
Like, I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah, he's going undrafted.
Coleman. Like, it's coach speak, but like Joe Brady said, like, he's going to be.
He's at least a red zone target because we know DJ Moore's not.
You can get him for free in the 18th round with an Allen stack, which I've enjoyed doing. I usually draft him whenever I draft Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'd probably go Coleman.
Just in case. Very, very good. Junkie, I'd rather have the Giants wide receiver room than Buffalo or Tampa. The thing with the Giants wide receiver room is, what is the health of that wide receiver
room? They got Malik Nabers, who's hurt, like you said. They lost Wandale. And then it's just a collection of dudes that were good 5 years ago. They brought in, what's his name from Atlanta? I forget his name now off the top of my head.
Slayton?
No Mooney. Darius Slayton's been there. No,
Mooney.
Mooney. Darnell Mooney. And they brought back Beckham. They brought back, there's a few others they from
Juju.
Juju, that was the other one.
And, of course, they have everybody's favorite, Braxton Berrios. I think their second best receiver is going to be Malachi Fields.
Agreed.
That's a terrible wide receiver room.
Like, he's good. I think he's going to be good, but, like, I think it's going to be very clearly Malachi Fields.
The thing is, Nabers, I think, can be a top 5 wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, he can.
He's so good.
It feels like that knee is pretty iffy.
Yeah.
It does.
He's had setbacks.
That offense is weird. My Giants offense is weird.
Yeah, you've got what looks like on paper the foundation of a good core. The problem is you've got a bum knee at wide receiver. You've got a guy with rocks in his brains at running back. Mm-hmm. And you got a quarterback who is in the blue tent in every single game he played in the last year.
Yeah, what do you feel about Dart in fantasy?
I'm out because I don't trust him health wise. Like I
don't mind throwing a few darts his way.
I wasn't gonna laugh.
I laughed at Brian.
It's not funny. And then you start laughing.
I laughed at Brian's reaction. I wasn't laughing at the joke.
0-3.
Dad joke of the day. No, but sincerely, I am taking him a few times. I'm not going to say it again.
Taking a few darts at him.
I'm taking him. No. I'm not going to say I'm taking throwing darts at him. I have taken him a few times. Because he could.
He's going to have boom weeks.
Yes.
But in best ball, he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take 75% of them.
Yeah,
you know, but if you, I don't mind a quarter of him at times. Junk, LOL says a junkie. That's a win. That's a cosign.
Yeah, really questioning if the junkies are smart.
We have the most sophisticated listenership.
Now when they're laughing,
makes me question it.
No, we have the most sophisticated listenership. They just appreciate a good dad joke from time to time. They know I'm doing it for the dad joke of the day.
Yeah, you got one.
There you go. Justin Verlander's retiring. Justin Verlander said that's enough. I'm done after the end of the year, after Manfred named him to the All-Star team. Where does he come in as the greatest Astro starter of all time? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase.
Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Brian started slow, but is finishing strong on a white boy win.
McDonald's a guy we all liked.
A junkie early leader in the clubhouse for bad joke of the day. See, that's a bad joke. That's a bad joke. Yeah, Mine was a dad joke. Yours is a bad joke.
That's a 0-0.
Junkie said horrible.
Junkie.
Branham, do you have a fantasy podcast? Should we start one?
I think we should. I think we could start.
I'd be game.
Should we start a fantasy podcast?
Yeah. We could do that.
I inherited.
If we all do it together.
We could just do it like on a Friday.
Like I was like, do we have to record it outside the show, or can we just dedicate?
Yeah, we
like
just dedicate the last 30 minutes
to it.
Yeah.
Change the graphics.
Yeah, just do it like 5:30 every Friday, Fantasy Friday.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
I inherited a dynasty team with Malik Nabers. The thing with me though is I like best balls more than in season stuff. Like this is my over the summer talking about like third string wide receivers and backup running backs is like my superpower. Also, who plays in Week 17? I could tell you every Week 17 matchup.
Texans.
Packers. At Lambeau, by
Bears.
The way.
Oof.
Bears play the Lions.
Correct.
Yeah. Pretty good at this
Should
game.
Should I keep going?
Hit me with like three more.
I'm going to pull up the schedule.
I want to make sure that I remember these.
Bengals.
Bengals play the Ravens.
I believe you. I don't know. You're correct. I don't have the schedule.
I think that's a Thursday night game, actually.
Correct. Okay. Saints.
Right. Saints play the Falcons.
Correct. Giants.
Giants play the Cowboys.
Correct. Titans.
Titans play an intra-conference game against, I don't draft many Titans, so that one doesn't come out very often.
I thought you'd be taking flyers on Carnell Tater. Is he going too quick?
He's going too early for me. Titan, do they play? You got me on the Titans. Let me
set them boys a Titan up.
Hit me with that one. Eventually.
Raiders.
Raiders play the Cardinals.
Boom. Eagles.
Eagles play the Niners.
Bills.
Bills play the Dolphins.
Patriots.
They play the Broncos.
Chargers.
They play the Chiefs.
Rams.
Rams play the Buccaneers.
Jacksonville.
Commanders.
I think you got all of them, basically.
I'm annoyed with the Titans. Is it in the opposite conference?
Yeah. No. It's the same conference.
It's an AFC game? Oh, it's the Steelers.
Boom.
I'm fascinated to know what memories you've pushed out of your brain to memorize this.
Last season's Week 17.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Just one goes in, one goes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't draft many Titans Steelers. That's why that didn't really pop to me.
Yeah, I'm out of the Steelers completely.
I inherited a dynasty team with Nabers. Should I try to move him? I wouldn't move him now. Like, this is the lowest his value is going to be. I would try to
wait till he pops off.
But the fear of that is he pops his knee again. Yeah. I would just hang on to him. I would hang on to Neighbors and hope he turns into Neighbors again. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. You started to answer this. I'm ADHD, man. I'm sorry. All right. Justin Verlander announces retirement today. Not literally today. At the end of the season, Justin Verlander is going to retire. He's going to be an All-Star, though, because Robert Manfred has this little commissioner's exempt list, which is so stupid.
It is.
But Verlander's going to retire. Is he the greatest Astros starting pitcher of all time?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a fun segment.
Sorry.
People don't like when I say this, though, or when we say this.
What's the biggest argument against
them? Oswalt. I thought you were saying who.
Would say Oswalt.
I think Oswalt's really the only argument I would make. And I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's the argument I can make.
A lot of people love the name Nolan.
Yeah.
A lot of people love the name of Nolan. Some people think Roger Clemens deserves a little bit of love for his short time here. Which he is the all-time leader in ERA, Verlander is. Negro has the most wins, but nobody was really saying Joe Negro. Oswalt finished one win shy of Negro. You know, some people, the old heads, might say Larry Durker. Some people say J.R. Richard just because of how dominant he was. Some people say Mike Scott because of how dominant he was.
Shorter time spans, yeah.
Of all those guys, Clemens, Oswalt, Ryan, Negro, Richard, Durker. How many World Series collectively do those guys have?
Zero.
How many does Verlander have?
Two.
I rest my case.
And I think Verlander probably equals all the others in Cy Youngs.
He's got two.
Mike Scott has one. Clemens has one.
Keuchel has one.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't hear you bring up Keuchel.
I did, and I was just talking about
the names you named. Like, Nolan doesn't have one. Negro doesn't have one. Nolan doesn't have one in his entire career. I think Verlander equals all those other names you mentioned. One from Mike Scott and one from...
Verlander has the most Cy Youngs in franchise history.
Yeah.
And... he guided the Astros to not one, but two World Series championships. Now, he wasn't the anchor of the staff in 22. I would say Fromber was the anchor of that staff. But Verlander was very important after they acquired him. Very important after they acquired him. And then in 19, I mean, he was the Cy Young in 2019. He also won the Cy Young in 22, by the way. But Fromber was
I think you could argue he was the anchor in 22. He won the Cy Young.
I'm kind of misremembering his years a little bit. You're right.
23 is the year he came back halfway through.
Yeah, after he signed with the Mets.
Yeah,
I got those tangled up a little bit. So Verlander not only won two Cy Youngs, not only won two World Series, but he was the anchor of the staff on two World Series winning teams. Now, he didn't have great World Series success. He did have good playoff success, though. People kind of misremember that because he didn't have the greatest World Series success. Well, he was not good in the playoffs. He was actually good in the playoffs. He wasn't great in the World Series, but he was the anchor of two World Series winning teams. Got the two Cy Youngs, like Brian mentioned. And he's right there of all-time leaders in Astros history with, like, pitching numbers. He's fifth all-time in ERA. His WAR is actually seventh, despite not being here for the longest time. He's got the best win-loss percentage in Astros history. Justin Verlander, greatest Houston Astros starting pitcher of all time. And a tip of the cap on a fantastic career, although the cap he'll be wearing in Cooperstown is a Tiger hat. Sorry.
Probably.
They changed that rule, didn't they? It's not their choice anymore?
I don't think it's a probably.
Well, I'd say probably in that it's not 100%, but I agree with you. It'll be a Tiger's hat.
Two Cy Youngs in Houston, one in Detroit, but the one in Detroit came with an MVP. He also pitched twice as many seasons in Detroit, 14 seasons versus 7, 183 wins as a Tiger, 73 wins as an Astro. Strikeouts, 2,374 as a Tiger, 962 as an Astro.
And they had some team success, too. They made two World Series. Didn't win either, but they did have team success.
Like, if you cut off his career from the Houston part, he's still a Hall of Famer, right?
If his career ends in Detroit? Just as a Tiger?
Yeah, he's still a Hall of
Famer. 14 years, 183 wins, 351 ERA. I don't know.
Cy Young MVP?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sub 200 wins.
His Houston years to push him over the top.
Yeah, sub 200 wins, no World Series. I don't know if that's Hall of Fame.
Just one Cy Young?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, because my argument was going to be if he was just a Hall of Famer in Detroit, then he's for sure going in with Detroit.
No, I think he needed the Houston years.
Okay. I think, like, I would bet it's Detroit.
I think it's the Tigers hat.
Like,
Junkie says Keuchel was the best Astro pitcher of all time.
That's an absurd take.
What planet?
I think he's trolling. Arroyo, the big unit. The big unit was dominant for a little bit. Dallas has World Series. Yes, he does.
He has two.
He wasn't the anchor.
Oh, no, he has one. Sorry. One.
Verlander has three. Three Cy Youngs. Two in Houston, yeah. One in Detroit. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Verlander it is then, I guess. Mike Fiers should be at the top of the list. You're gone. See you later. Out of here.
You are out of here.
Junkie, you left out Brandon Backey. Were you over at the highway whenever Brandon Backey was your guest hits?
Yeah.
I liked him.
I liked him too.
I liked Backey.
I enjoyed those.
He was dumb as a box of rocks.
He was awesome. I love that guy. He was so much fun.
Yeah, he was a good time. Tigers, or Astros had Tigers. 13 seasons in Detroit. This is his 14th. More success in Houston. You could argue he had more success in Houston. One more Cy Young, two more World Series.
Yeah.
But the volume stuff, I think, will push him over the top in Detroit.
I would guess his ERA is there. Astros also lower than his ERA as a Tiger?
Yes. Yes, yeah. For sure. His ERA in Houston is 2.71. It's an eighth of a – it's 0.8 more in Detroit, 3.51.
Yeah, he was definitely better as an Astro, but just the longevity, like you said.
Jose Lima, the GOAT, is a junkie. His son coaches baseball here in the Houston area. Bel Air, I think. Dallas Keuchel, not a Hall of Famer. Okay, delete your account. Greinke, putting JV is best just for Kate Upton, pervert. Nolan is more of a legend. Nolan is more of a legend in Texas, no doubt about
different
it.
Different conversation.
Yeah, different conversation, but you're right about that.
Like, best player, it's best pitcher, it's Verlander.
I think it's Verlander. Keith from L.A., how did the Astros have all these good pictures and y'all sucked before 2015? Well, they had a good camera. They had a fantastic lens, and it shot in HD, Keith from L.A. All right, 713-780-3776.
Kind of walked you into a cheating scandal joke, though. Credit to Keith from L.A.
That's not what he meant to do.
I know, but he kind of walked you into one.
Yeah, he did. That's not bad, but it's not what he meant to do. If he meant to do it, I tip my cap, but it's not what he meant to do. Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? That's coming up next. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who's your junkie of the day? Junkie says Kate Upton will wear a Stroh's hat in her Hall of Fame induction. You guys are terrible. 713-780-3776. Who's your junkie of the day? Destination 2026 coming up after us. Comicast coming up at 7. And then the Hall of Fame with Brad Gilmore and that mid-carder, Bookie T. Booker T.
You got to call Bookie T at the listener appreciation party.
I like it better.
I'm going to push you on stage and be like,
Bookie T.
Call, say the name.
I'm going to bring the Harlem Heat, Booker T.
I think we
T.
should finally have the Jeremy Booker T confrontation at the listener party.
I got it. No, I got to be healthy.
Maybe we can get a ring.
I mean,
Book
knows a guy.
Yeah.
What? Maybe Bookie's taking a bump for me.
I mean, it depends on how you book it.
I'll powerbomb Bookie.
I don't think you can get him up.
He has to do all the work. He's got to protect me.
But you still have to have some.
I can choke slam him.
Yeah, because he just jumps. Yeah.
A tombstone.
With your left wrist.
I don't think he can tombstone him.
Let me tombstone Bookie T. Did he sign up for that?
No, you have to be able to hold his entire weight.
I can protect Bookie.
You'd have to hold his entire weight.
I'll protect Bookie. I'll just lay on my knees and keep his head above the mat. I can hold up.
You probably do to him what Owen did to Stone Cold.
I'm kind of messed up you bring up Owen in this conversation. What's next, Ben Wall?
Not nearly the same.
All right, junkie of the day. Who do you got? 713-780-3776, Joe.
I'm going to nominate the New York Mets for two different reasons. Bottom of the first inning, they had runners on first and second. And I guess this was the Royals, right? So the Royals first. I messed it up for a second. So the Royals have three of the worst errors I've ever seen on one play.
Really?
Like, they airmailed it past the first baseman. The first baseman then threw it between home and third.
Oh, wow.
And then when they threw it home, it went past them. But then later in the game, the Royals got 12 hits in a row.
What, in a row?
In a row.
Dang.
Major League Baseball record, 12 hits in a row.
That's insane.
Yes.
They won the game?
Yes.
So they had, were all the mishaps, were they all errors?
From the Royals, yes.
So there were three errors on one play?
Yes. But later in the game, they're down big, and the Royals got 12 hits in a row.
And that's the first time that's happened in Major League Baseball
history? Tied an MLB record.
You're never, there's, you know, the old adage in baseball, there's a good chance you come to the ballpark and you're going to see something you've never seen before. That's never going to happen again.
No.
Where in the same game, you had three errors on one play, and then you also had a team in that same game record 12 straight hits.
That'll never happen.
That's again. And it's never happened. That's the first time it's happened.
Yeah.
Because you said it's only been happened.
That tied the MLB record. I think it was
the 12 consecutive hits.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee you that three errors in one play didn't happen in that game.
No. Good fact.
That's never going to happen again.
And really, three errors kind of undersells it. The throw from Caglione from first to third, where
it really makes no sense.
It's unbelievable.
Did he lose the ball?
You have home plate and you have third, and
halfway between.
It was that Bryant.
You know, sometimes whenever you're trying to throw, and they're like, okay, I can't make this throw, but then it's too late.
Oh, like pull up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Or maybe
it was brutal.
Maybe the offensive lineman stepped on his foot. That's the excuses we give to Stroud when he makes bad throws.
Yeah, he was by himself.
I nominate the commissioner exempt list for the All-Star. I can't stand it. I love Verlander. Good for Verlander, I guess. But I just don't like it.
Zero fun, sir.
I hate it. And then also, like, Manfred trying to curry favor with Bryce Harper whenever they had a bitter rivalry by doing it with him. Just not a fan. It's weird.
Zero fun, sir.
Gimmicky. And then Joe and Brian also get nominated for Junkie of the Day.
Why?
Because y'all didn't let me bet the over in the Blue Jays.
I said I agreed with you.
Against the Giants.
I said you convinced me.
And you cashed out.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, you argue with me. You got a little sassy with
me. How much did you make by cashing out, Joe?
30 cents.
Instead of winning a unit.
What can you buy with 30 cents?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Here's what really annoys me about Brian.
I get to make the bet tomorrow and then probably lose it.
The other day, which I was right about this the other day, he wanted to bet the over in the Spain World Cup match. And I said, no, I veto, which I was right about. And Brian hit me with the no fun. And then today, I'm like, give us the – I was like, we got to go over on Blue Jays Giants.
Yeah.
Brian's like, no, I don't like it.
You talked me into it. We outvoted Brian.
Yeah, but the fact you gave that to me initially and then Brian said no, that's a no bet collectively.
Yeah, because your initial reaction was under that game.
Yeah, but you gave logical reason.
Talked you into it.
And you would have been right.
I was right.
Joe agrees with Joe.
I should have been 2-0. I was 2-0.
So you're also junkie there.
Personally, I was 2-0 today. Yeah. But collectively as a show, we were just 1-0. Brian?
I'll nominate the whole Tesla thing. I don't even know who to nominate for that, but the Tesla confusion was pretty funny. And then Jeremy's throw a dart joke.
Yeah.
That was not a dad joke I needed in my life today.
Okay, Joe just got another nomination from the text line. It wasn't 12 hits in a row by the Royals. It was one player got 12 consecutive hits.
Ooh.
Way different. A late leader into the clubhouse. A late contender.
Yeah, I win.
What a surge.
I totally miss.
What a surge in the last furlong.
I misread the tweet.
And then I got one for the Tesla T
Small. That's my fault.
As well.
Yeah. That's my fault.
All right, so what's winning?
Well, Joe just said he took it.
I think I'll take the L. I deserve it.
Yeah, that might have been the greatest.
You can't falsely nominate a Junkie of the Day and then not win Junkie of the Day. Those are the rules.
That might have been the greatest comeback in Junkie of the Day history.
Yeah.
That was like Argentina and Egypt yesterday.
Yes.
Dumb me.
Joe Sala. Not a bad one. That's so good.
I was having like a good show. It's like drove over my own foot.
Oh, man.
Because, damn it, Dart should have won. The Dart joke should have won.
That was a good joke.
It was the leader of the clubhouse before.
I got
before
an LOL.
Should have won.
Ripped the feet from the jaws of victory.
Man, I got an LOL out of that.
From one junkie.
What are you predicting Spencer Arrighetti does tonight? Ooh.
I'm going to go...
That's not good.
5 innings, 3 runs.
Oh, okay. That's probably very realistic of you.
Give a hot take.
I think I would take that. Would you take 5 innings, 3 runs?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you can't say yeah. You're the one who created the line.
I mean, he was obviously better than in his last start, but given what we saw for June.
Especially with James Wood at the top of the order. It feels like walking him is a win, you know? All right. So what won, Joe? Joe won?
Yeah, Joe. Joe's the misinformation.
Congratulations, Joe. You're the winner. It's going to do it for us. Thank you to Brian for all his hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Glenn Davis, Destination 2026, right now on ESPN 97.5.
H-Town.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.